is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sagra Sheikh Aesop. Only on The Voice of the Cape.
So 8:31 is where we're at this morning. The lines are open for you on 021-442-3530. If you'd like to chat to us this morning, no problems there. I'm just having a look at some of the messages. We were going to be speaking to Fadil Adams. Not sure what's going on down there. But a message coming through, and I just want to get to it real quickly. Can't find the number, but nevertheless, the message goes as follows. The message says, I stand by Gatvol Cape Townian movement. They are right. Our coloured people are marginalized and unemployed, and gangsterism and no houses, and people from other provinces are getting opportunities here for work without considering people here in Mitchell's Plain, Manenberg, Bontehevel, Parkwood, Bishop Lavers, Strand, Lavender Hill, and all other places in Cape Town. It's time for our colored people to stand up and rise up. South Africa is a greedy capitalist country, it says. I support Fadil Adams. So that's one message coming through this morning. If you'd like to share, that was from 2351, mind you. So I managed to find that number. So the lines are open, 021-442-3530. Let's chat. There's a lot going on this morning. Do you agree with the protest that is happening? Like Gatvol Cape Townian mentioned earlier or late last week, they plan to shut down Cape Town today. I don't know if it's ever worked in the past, because you do have law enforcement, etc., that comes on to sort of manage these protests from not becoming too violent. So while people do have the right to protest, but protest peacefully. But I do believe we have Fadil Adams from Gatvol Cape Townian Movement joining us online this morning. Fadil, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Alaikum salam. How are you?
I'm great. More importantly, how are you and what is going on this morning?
Cool. We are about to call off the protest action. Our support has faced severe intimidation by SAPS and law enforcement for the last few days. You know what is funny to us in all of this is that we've now had crime intelligence involved, that we've had a report from military intelligence, and military intelligence is the one talking about us petrol bombing things, and I just find it very weird because we've insisted on a peaceful protest from day one, knowing that a peaceful protest does not attract the type of crowds that you get when things get burnt, but we wanted it peacefully because we were disgusted by the actions of Bloekombos and Wallace Dean. We don't burn our own infrastructure. We don't burn buses. We don't burn COVID stations. So I don't understand. And what really gets to me is the fact that military intelligence is involved in a local governance issue, because this is about service delivery or the lack of service delivery. We are not planning a coup d'etat. We are not planning to overthrow the government. These are concerned parents saying, what about kids?
Now, Fadil, you know, some are saying these shutdowns that you propose and you're having not having much impact, and ironically, you know, affecting those that are living in these dire social conditions. I mean, how would you, as Gatvol Cape Townian Movement, sort of control and handle the violent protests that are happening within your so-called peaceful protest?
It is not our duty to handle the element. That is the mandate and the responsibility of SAPS and law enforcement. We are not criminals. They have to understand that criminals live amongst us, that criminality is bred in our communities, that violence is all many people in our communities know, and they respond to provocation with violence. It is not my job to police violence. That is what SAPS is for. That is what law enforcement is for. They are very good at brutalizing our people. In Delft in the week, I was an eyewitness to this. These people get out of their cars and start shooting at women and children. This is what they do. I can tell you last night in Parkwood, 40 or 50 shots rang out, not a policeman in sight. When the parents of Parkwood came out this morning with banners and pickets to come and block the roads, 13 police vans, I was an eyewitness to this as well. You know, policing is a very convenient thing when they want it to be. They are very efficient when they want to be. When we need them to be, they are nowhere to be seen. Now, as far as our protest not being very efficient, understand, last year, our shutdown was very successful. It was so successful that we forced the MEC for housing to house our old and our elderly and our disabled. It was that successful. This year's one, less so, because last year they tried to frame me for the burning of a bus in Somerset West. I wasn't even there. That was JP Smith. Last year they tried to have me arrested on criminal charges for I still don't know what. I know JP still doesn't know why. But what I can tell you is that I insisted on a peaceful protest, knowing minimum impact. Minimum impact, but still, we're going to do it the right way. We are learning as we're growing. But let me be clear. let me be very clear, mm-hmm. that the city of Cape Town has no right to talk about respect for the law. Because in Manenberg and Parkwood and Elsie's River, they have put up illegal structures. Illegal structures.
Fali,
let me finish. And endangered the lives of the colored people on it.
Okay, I hear you, but let's look at this point in time, at the timing of your peaceful protest. Your timing of the peaceful protest is coming on the back of last week we saw these illegal land invasions. We've seen the violent protests, and now over the weekend we hear, okay, Gatful Cape Townian is going to be having a shutdown on Monday. I mean, if you look at the timing, naturally you're going to see the violent elements come along.
Look, I suppose it's in the eye of the beholder, eh? Because we announced our shutdown, our peaceful shutdown, 1 week after the DA dismantled that young boy's shack in Hout Bay. It wasn't done. This is not a knee-jerk reaction to what's happening in Wallacestein and Bloemfontein. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, people have tried to link us to the violence in Wallacestein and Bloemfontein. We announced this, I think, about 3.5 weeks ago. You can check our Facebook page. The post is there.
Okay, so
this is not a knee-jerk reaction.
Okay, I hear you. Now, let's look at this morning. Of course, you said, fine, we're going to go out with peaceful protests, and now you're saying we're stopping. And, of course, this is from the reaction to law enforcement and SAPS. How are you going to sort of navigate your way in terms of these protests if you're going to have to call them off all the time?
Look, you know, the protest is just where we went. We release our frustration and we go back home. We go back home to our harsh reality and our abject material condition. I honestly don't have the right answer to that one. The protests will continue until we get to election, until the colored people have a voice of their own, when they don't need to protest anymore because there'll be people in council protesting on their behalf, people in council making the right decisions on their behalf, mm-hmm. people in council fighting on their behalf. Right now, we don't have a colored voice. We don't have a colored representation. Every single one of those DA councillors within the city of Cape Town is seriously letting the constituency down. So this is what we have. This is all we have. I don't see any other grouping or anyone else coming out and saying, this is what the colored people need. This is what needs to happen for them. You know, every political party will come around asking for our votes in 2021, but only one will have a consistent track record of standing up for colored people's rights too.
All right. Now, for those messages that I'm seeing this morning that saying things along the line of, you know, Fado is the voice that we, the colored people, need in Parliament. What is your response to that?
I am not the voice that you need in Parliament. We need those educated young men and women to step forward. I am too compromised. I am too old. And frankly, I am too rude because I'll probably stand up in council and say, please just shut up. You're talking nonsense. We are grooming young kids for this. Educated kids, smart kids. I met a young woman in Saldana yesterday. Brilliant. When I tell you brilliant, like a female Mandela.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are the people we want to push. We don't mind digging the foundations. They need to build this house.
Okay, fine. And just, you know, on a parting note, where to from here? I mean, we're calling things off this morning. You say we're going to go back to our communities. A means to what end? It looks like no end.
Look, we have to go back, debrief, dissect, learn what we've learned, analyze our mistakes, be honest about it, and move on. However, there's a lot more coming. There is a lot. The city of Cape Town is going to be very busy. Over the next 12 months, they are going to be very busy. They are going to be up in litigation to the knees, to the necks. When I tell you to the next, I am going to lay criminal charges against so many people in the city of Cape Town. It's going to make your hair turn gray. Amongst others, the city manager. Amongst others, J.P. Smith. Amongst others, the mayor. These people, let me tell you this, and I'm not, let me protect myself from litigation as well. I'm not going to mention names, but the city of Cape Town is a syndicate. It's a criminal syndicate. White collar crime at its finest. Let me tell you this. Jacob Zuma, the man demonized, and I'm not batting for Jacob Zuma because he's done many, many wrong things. This man was demonized in the paper. He was demonized on TV. The city of Cape Town is 10 times more corrupt than that. And I have evidence, documented evidence of it. These people are stealing from the colored people. Mm-hmm. These people are killing the colored people. Mm-hmm. This is our DA, the cloud the proud blue one.
All right. Farid, let's leave it that for this morning. Thanks for joining us on air this morning and chatting it to us. We hope to hear from you in the near future as to what's going on. But of course, like Fadil mentioned, that was Fadil Adams of the Khatfor Cape Townian movement, saying that for now we're canning these protests. Of course, things turn pretty violent. I believe there have been arrests in certain areas as well of Cape Town. He's come on and said, hey, you know what? We embarked on a peaceful protest this morning. We can't control those violent and criminal elements that stem or join in with the so-called peaceful protest. So as it stands, boom, they've canned it for this morning. 8:41 is where we're at. We'll head out for an ad break. When we get back, the lines are open on 021 442 3530.